ABC Radio Australia.
The US government has rejected a UN draft resolution brought by Vanuatu and is urging other countries to pressure Port Vila into withdrawing its proposal. The Associated Press reports that a diplomatic cable has been sent out to US embassies and consulates around the world stating that the US government is, quote, strongly urging Vanuatu to immediately withdraw its draft resolution. The draft endorses last year's International Court of Justice advisory opinion, which ruled that failures by states to protect people from the climate crisis could be a violation of international law. Now, Vanuatu's lead climate envoy, Ralph Reganvanu, has been at the centre of this push, and he joins me on the line this morning. Mr. Reganvanu, what is your reaction to this push from the US?
Good morning. Well, this process we're involved in now is a It's at the center of global UN multilateral process, which is this resolution from the General Assembly that, as you recall, in 2023, it was supported by the entire General Assembly. There were no objections. It was historically the first time ever that a request for an advisory opinion to the ICJ had been submitted by the General Assembly without dissent, which means no one objected to it, including the US. And historically, that historic first ever unanimous request for an advisory opinion went to the ICJ. And as you know, in July last year, the ICJ handed down its advisory opinion, which was a landmark in terms of saying that states do have responsibilities for taking action on climate. And so it's a normal process when a General Assembly resolution has been requested, has requested an advisory opinion, and the advisory opinion is handed down. The General Assembly will then bring that advisory opinion back to the General Assembly, acknowledge it, endorse it, and create a process for perhaps actioning it or operationalizing it within the United Nations. So that's what's happening now. Vanuatu has been working on this resolution with a group of states in a core group. So we have states from other regions of the world, representing other regions of the world. For example, we have the Netherlands representing the EU. We have Barbados, Jamaica from the Caribbean region. We have Colombia from Latin America. We have Burkina Faso, Kenya, so on. We have Asian countries like Singapore, the Philippines. They've been working with us in a core group on drafting a General Assembly resolution, which would bring the ICJAO back into the UN, recognize it, endorse it. And there are some elements to actually put it into practice, how the UN will be responding. So that's what's happening. And that resolution was brought back to the full membership after being crafted by the core group last week. And then we started with the process of what you call informals, where all states engage with the text of the resolution and can make suggestions for editing it or deleting parts of it or so on. And the first informal was on Friday last week. And the second informal is actually today, Tuesday, the 17th. Hmm. And the US has made that statement as when it received the text of the resolution. We are continuing with our normal process. And we very much hope that they will engage in this normal multilateral process. And we note their concerns, but we're continuing with the inclusive consultation process to enable all states to have the equal opportunity to provide the input into the draft resolution, and we'll see what happens.
And what was your first reaction, though, when you did see the news of this cable about the US strongly urging you to withdraw this draft resolution?
Well, it was a bit of deja vu, really, because I was at I was in London for the IMO, the International Maritime Organization, vote on the greenhouse gas levy for international shipping back in October last year, which would have been the first ever industry-wide legally binding greenhouse gas levy ever. And earlier in the year, last year, we'd had a very strong vote in favor of bringing that forward. And then when we got to the IMO in London in October, the US did exactly this. They did a demarche to all countries not to support it. And in the end, it resulted in the whole measure being delayed for a whole year to this year. So basically, they managed to derail the progress of that levy. And so we've seen it happen before. We had they approached the capitals to say, do not support this. Although back then it was a different context. It's a different fora. This is actually the General Assembly. The General Assembly has already passed this resolution seeking this advisory opinion. So it was unfortunate, but we've seen it before, and we are proceeding to see if we can get something voted up on the General Assembly. And the date is the end of March to actually go to that vote.
Have you had any response from any other countries, whether it's pulling out or concerns? Like you say, you saw it happen with the IMO. This has only just happened, but have you heard anything from other countries so far?
At the first informal last Friday, over 90% of states turned up, and they were giving statements the whole time, and so lots of participation. We had a full room. Many commented, comments of support. Some were concerned about particular elements, and there's one element in the resolution which talks about a registry, established an international registry of climate change, and that's probably the most problematic or most concerning part for countries like, for example, Germany has specifically raised that is something that they find concerning. So we are taking all of this on board, and it'll probably affect how the resolution looks by the time it gets to the floor of the General Assembly. But that's the whole point of these informals, is to take on concerns, take on support. But the level of participation we've had, as I said, over 90% of states, very good.
And you have this second informal today, and like you say, you're in this sort of edit process where people can add, take things out, discuss, negotiate. If it does get accepted by the UN General Assembly, like you say, at the end of March, how significant would it be if it was to be able to be accepted and pass?
Well, in the current form, it will be really a great step forward, because it does actually address what the court called a quintessential universal risk, which is climate change. And it provides this way for states to deal with climate change, to recognize that it's affecting states, and to recognize that there is damage happening, and that there's a mechanism for repairing or reparation for climate harms, which is what the Paris Agreement talked about. So it provides a process whereby every year you revisit, and there are cumulative gains that can be made, and recognition, but people can quantify and say, this is what's happening to different countries of the world. And I think that would be a great step forward, because that doesn't exist at the moment. And so it's going to be a step forward for climate action.
As you go through to this next informal and these next steps leading towards the end of March, what message do you have for the US and also other countries sort of at this moment of tension?
Well, it's so important at this stage that we empower the multilateral process, the international rules-based order, and that's what the message would be. Let's engage. When it comes to climate change, it is the quintessential issue that can only be addressed by all countries of the world working together. Groups of countries can't address it. So come into the process. There is a standard process that's been at the General Assembly for decades, a place where we try to make peace, we try to build global responses to crises in the international order. Come in, work with us. We encourage all states to stand in solidarity with us. Let's work on this resolution. We have the opportunity to amend it, to change it. Engage in the process, and let's see if we can get the best possible outcome that is of agreement to everybody.
Mr. Reganbanu, thank you very much for joining us here on Pacific Beat this morning.
Thank you.
That was Vanuatu's lead climate envoy, Ralph Reganbanu, speaking to me there.